Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Last week, as we continued to look at our new series, Progressive Revelation, I ended last week's message by asking this question. Why Philip asked Jesus in John 14 and 8, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices, or it satisfies us. And Jesus replied in verse 9, Philip, have I been so long with you, and yet you do not know me? Well, why didn't Philip know Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, the Christ? Oh no, his revelation of Jesus after maybe 3 years of walking with him was Jesus was the son of Joseph. After all, Philip saw the miracle. He tasted of the loaves and the fishes. He heard the life-giving words of Jesus that turned hearts and minds toward the Father. Yet, his revelation was 100% wrong. But to be fair and honest, Philip is no different than us at times. We can walk with the Lord. We can touch the things of the Spirit, allow God to use us in marvelous ways. Yet at other times, we can be unspiritual and dumb and dull as a red brick. But what happened to Philip? Well, let us take a closer look. Well, Philip's revelation was not complete. The light had not been able to penetrate and shine into Philip's heart. Now, this does not make Philip a sinner or a bad guy, as many in the church would want to beat him up because he lacked the spiritual wherewithal. Oh, no. Remember, revelation is progressive. Let me say that again. Revelation is progressive. Philip saw only what the other disciples and what the general public saw. In Luke 3:23 it says, And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years old, being, now notice in parentheses, as was supposed the son of Joseph. It was a common belief among the common people and even the disciples to think of Jesus just in the natural as they saw him, the son of Joseph. Well then, why could this be possible when the Old Testament is so clear in its teaching of the Messiah as being the Son of God? It is because of the traditional teachings of the rabbis and the leaders, the interpreters of the law of the Old Testament. We will have to get into some history here a little to see why the Jewish leaders and the rabbis failed to see the Messiah in the twofold manifestation. The first fold, the Paschal Lamb, a Savior of the world. And the second, the coming King, the Son of God. Now, we must always remember and keep a balance in truth. Let me say that again. We must always keep a balance in truth. There are often different sides or different views of one truth. To overemphasize one side or aspect and ignore the other is dangerous. It's devastating. And this is what the Jewish have done. The Jews did this. The long period of captivity and depression and subjection to the foreign countries have weakened them, and they resented the fact of being captives and under foreign control. Now, they knew of the Old Testament scrolls and the prophecies. Their only hope was in Jehovah and in the fact that he would someday send the Messiah and deliver them from this terrible oppression. And the Messiah would establish a kingdom and reign in power. But we find that all of the prophecies of the coming Messiah automatically falls, even today, into two groups. One, he is pictured as the Paschal Lamb, deep, humiliation, suffering, and even death. And two, he is pictured as the King and great ruler with power, glory, and deliverance. But he must first come as a Redeemer, that Paschal Lamb, in deep humiliation. Then, in God's time, he will manifest as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to bolster up faith and keep encouragement, they emphasize and overemphasize the truth of him coming as the King. The Paschal Lamb was not really mentioned. It is true that they had a truth, a wonderful truth, but when it is out of order, it becomes most disastrous. they never understood how the Messiah could be a humbled and suffering man, then become an exalted King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My friend, this is such a striking example of what traditions can do to us in our heart. What makes a tradition so dangerous? It is that the fact that it is not the whole truth, or perhaps an accepted opinion or a thought. How many times have we seen someone or denomination take a truth and spin it into a half-truth, which is a lie? If not for the Holy Spirit being able to reveal truth to our hearts, we would probably be operating in the majority of the time in half-truths and deception. So how important is the Holy Spirit in our life? It is critical. It is life and death to the believer. Jesus referred to this in Matthew 15, verses 2 and 3, Mark 7, 3 and 9, also in Colossians 2 and 8. You can go ahead and check that out there. Amen. You know, it is difficult for truth to retain its purity and strength because it is so easy to shade or to add a color to the original thought. Often a half-truth becomes more dangerous than a lie. Did you know every lie must have an element of truth moving in it? If not, then we would recognize it for what it is. It's a lie, and dismiss it right out. But if an element of truth, some slam bit of truth, is moving in the lie, it will hook our interest, unless we rightly dismiss it for what it is, a lie. But it will begin to get us off track. Wow. So we find Philip's revelation was 66% true, and due to traditions, he failed to see and recognize Jesus as the Son of God. Now tell me how bad religious traditions are. Philip was blinded. Most of the Jewish, you know, world today is still blinded to the truth. Most of the church, the denominations, and the religious organizations are stuck in traditional worship and the ritual presentations of things found in the Bible, but have added man's understanding and interpretations not found on the true revelation. So then we have religious process and ceremony and pageantry and long robes of perceptions and elaborate grandeur of self-exaltation of self. The holy things of God and the divine spiritual principles found in the scriptures have been dumbed down to nothing more, sadly, than pagan worship. Now, in Philip's case, there is something so very encouraging for us here. Of course, Jesus knows all things. Amen? He knows how far the revelation has impacted and penetrated and just how far the disciples were able to comprehend the revelation. My friend, we are no different. Jesus knows how much we have allowed the revelation of Jesus Christ to impact and penetrate our heart and lives. He does know all things, my friend, and he knows all things about us. Wow. Our job in life often seems to come to know what God knows about us. Wow. This fact did not, nor does it today, hinder God from using Philip and so many of us who have not yet come into the full revelation and wonder of this God incarnate in flesh. Remember, all revelation is progressive, a little here and a little there. How patient and how wonderful God is to work in us and through us when we are so unspiritual and limited and dull. Were it a matter of sin, self-will, or fault of which one is conscious, he can and does deal with us through his dealings and his judgments. And often, there is conviction over the condition of the matter as we are corrected and helped. But where we are yet dull, and so often hampered by traditions and customs and religion and habits and half-truths, he is still patient and bears with us. If we are honest and not perfectly satisfied, he will be able then to take us on to, and take us on to deeper and fuller revelations of himself. Wow. Wow. If we are honest and if we have a desire for the truth of the revelation, then he'll be able to move us on. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory Ministries, hoping that you have a tremendous week and hoping that you are enjoying this teaching on the progressive revelation, and that the revelation of Christ has gripped your heart and has conformed you into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We will talk to you next week. Amen. Bye.